The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
It's time for yet another game in the Sharks homestand, and it's a big one. It's the Sharks and the Dallas Stars for the second time this year. Drew, the Sharks are facing a very different Dallas Stars team in one sense. Oh, yes, you've still got Ottinger, and you've still got Robertson, but now they've added Matt Duchene and Thomas Harley. This is a very dangerous team the Sharks are playing, and we're listening to Coach Ryan Warsawski this morning talk about it. He said, this is a team that's going to be a solid regular season team in his mind. I'm kind of paraphrasing, but they're really built for the playoffs. How are they built for the playoffs?
Depth. Depth is the biggest thing. They've got goaltending, outstanding goaltending. Even though if he plays the Oilers, Jake Ottinger all of a sudden becomes not so outstanding. They have got depth on D. Their top six guys are fantastic. They all get back to pucks quick. They all move them quick. They're all big. And up front, they are big, physical, skilled, and they play a certain way. I mean, Glenn Gullitson's done a very good job taking over this team, but you have to remember Pete DePore, like very few coaches like have Glenn's ability to or luck, I should say, on coming in and taking over a top-notch team that are well-coached and well-stocked. Pete DePore did it with the San Jose Sharks when Todd McClellan left, and then now Glenn's taking it over from Pete. And he's got that team playing a little bit more, in his words last time we talked to him, free offensively. The one thing they do really, really well is they get to the front of the net. They get to the middle of the ice. They own the middle of the ice. So that's where all the goals are scored. That's where all the big plays are made, both in your end and in the offensive zone. So that's a couple of things they do. The other thing they do is that there's no break. There's no drop-off, big major drop-off from line to line as far as who can score against you and who can put pressure on you. They're a very, very good hockey team.
How are the Sharks building to become that team right now?
Well, you look at what they've got so far, and as far as top two lines, they've got two lines that are offensively a threat. The other two lines have an identity. The third line plays with pace. They check really well. They are a group of guys that are responsible defensively. The fourth line, for lack of a better term, are big guys who can switch momentum, will go in, will thump the body. So you've got lines that play to their own identity. Are they playing to the team identity yet as a whole? Not quite, but they're working on it. As far as the defense goes, that's where the Sharks really want to start, obviously, boosting and getting better and better. In goal, no complaints, obviously. So the Sharks are trying to build to that. They need to have more depth as far as offensive depth goes. But I think that you can learn that in the NHL. I think Cardwell can learn that. I think Chernyshov can learn that. Colin Graf is doing a fantastic job. You saw it from one year to the next, how much he's improved. Ty Dellandrea doing a very good job at trying to find the net. But the big key for those lines is, can you play to a point where you're not subtracting from what the first two lines have been able to go out and try to accomplish? Or can you start the momentum that the first two lines can get and carry on and take advantage of?
Something else, too, that's happening, and you build yourself to a certain point. And you say, okay, I know I am this, but I want to get better and become that. I'm thinking of Colin Graf in that sense because I want to see him prove that he's a top six forward all the time instead of for maybe five, six, seven, eight games. And he's in the process of doing that. I think it's a fascinating thing to watch.
I think, you know, one thing that I've learned after all these years is that in watching everything, you know, the sports that I watch anyway, greatness doesn't happen. Greatness is earned through work. Nobody who's great, and I mean great, is content. Was Joe Pavelski content to being a seventh round pick and playing third line stuff?
No.
No. What was he doing every day out here, tipping puck, sorry, from Brent Burns, who was always out here? The guys that are truly wanting to be as good as they can be are the guys that you see every single day doing a little extra, staying out longer, making sure their nutrition is right, changing their nutrition, changing their workout plan, seeking the advice of Mike Potenza and his staff. Great players, and they're all good players. These guys, in the NHL, they are the top 1% in the world. But the truly great ones, they have that inner drive that, as a normal human being with poor genetics, I don't know what it's like. But you certainly look at it and you can appreciate it when you see it.
Well, you also have to go through the times when it's hard. You know, you get up in the morning and it's time to work out and your body's a little sore. And you have to just totally put that out of your mind and say, no. I have to do this. I have to go out on the ice early. I have to do those extra tips if I'm Pavelski or if I'm Macklin Celebrini. I'm going to get out here and I'm going to work on my edge work, even though my edge work, given the movie made in the last game on Anderson, might be the best in the world. They're working on all of those little things all the time. And one of the great things about this team is you're seeing that not just with, you know, guys like Celebrini, but you're seeing it with Cardwell. You're seeing it with Graf. You're seeing it with the players working with Dellandrea, working with Mike Ricci right now. By the way, how about Ty Dellandrea's development this year? He was not on the score sheet last game. I had him until Tyler Toffoli scored his 300th goal and had all those opportunities and made such an impact in the game. I had Dellandrea as one of the three stars of the game because of the little things he was doing.
Well, I think, too, when you look at Ty Dellandrea, we talked about him and coming to the team this year with a very different attitude. Not different, determined, driven. And he had a purpose, changed his training. He is in such great shape right now, even though he's taken a few pucks off the feet and the hands and everything else. Sacrifices everything for the team. He's an outstanding team guy. Again, attitude has a lot to do with where you're going to get to in life. And as you mentioned, you know, staying out, doing things, getting up early, doing whatever you have to do in order to be as good as you can be. But these guys work on it. And so when you're seeing with what the Sharks are doing right now and the culture that they have, this is not a team that's looking at themselves right now and going, wow, this is ever fun because we're so lucky to be in a playoff spot. And who'd expected this? They did. You talk to every one of them, they did. Because they all came to camp, they all came to this season determined to be better than they were last season. These guys are at a point now where they're determined to be better than they were yesterday. And that's really this, when you look at it, it's hard not to be excited about the culture that we've seen develop so far this year.
It's only December. It does remind me of some other Sharks teams, but let's leave it at that for now. In my opinion, I want to see this at the trade deadline. If they're here at the trade deadline, things are going to get awfully exciting in Sharkland.
Make Mike Greer's life difficult at the trade deadline. Make his decisions difficult at the trade deadline. And you know, they're all difficult because these guys come and play for your team. And Mike might be thinking, I might have to add instead of subtract this year. And that would be a situation where the Sharks are in really good shape for a playoff spot. I know which team you're talking about when you're talking about other teams, and there are some shades of it, without a doubt.
I think it's too early to say that yet, but I think it's very tempting.
There's some similarities, I'll tell you that. The thing that you look at, though, with this is that the Sharks have played some really good hockey. Lately, and from November on, they've played some really good hockey. So the last poor game they played was the game against Dallas. And
you don't put Philly in there?
Yeah, you're right, Philly there. But I think that the Dallas game, they were dominated. I thought the Philly game, they just didn't play well. There's the difference.
There is a difference.
Yeah, so you got to make sure you've got your A game away from the puck tonight.
Most important factor, checking in this game. We'll be on the air at 6:30. And speaking of checking, Dan Boyle will be on the air with me to broadcast the game with the Sharks and the Dallas Stars. So stay tuned for that. Let's have a great day. Until then, that is our morning skate show for today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.